Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
There's something about a song that can bring forth emotions and cause people to remember significant moments in time. It may be the beat and the rhythm that stirs a cherished memory. Perhaps it's a chorus that creates a feeling so strong that it seems to transport a person back in time to another place and a different day. I want to share three different audio clips with you this morning that transport me back to a different part in my life, a different time, a different day. And so listen to these three, and I'll make a few comments, and maybe you'll connect with some of these as well. So this first one that you're going to hear takes me back to when I was in about the third grade, and when a friend of mine and I, we went to the movie, and we saw this. And we heard this, and something in us just began to rise. Oh yeah, I can see some of you right now. You're right back there with me. Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger. Man, when I heard that beat, oh man, something just came alive in me. Yes, some of you right now are going back to the 80s. Yes. Yeah, my mom dropped me and my friend Keith Mackey off at the Richland Mall in Waco, Texas, and we went to see Rocky III, and we both came out of there thinking we were going to go train and be the heavyweight champions of the world. It was great, great time, great song, and that song takes us back to the early 80s when that movie came out. How about this next song? Now, this next song probably has never been played in church, but on this Palm Sunday, we're gonna do something that's never been done before. So this song right here takes me back to, again, to Waco, Texas, to Floyd Casey Stadium. The Baylor Bears were playing the Oklahoma Sooners. It was a tight game. Robert Griffin III was our star quarterback. He would go on to win the Heisman, and it was a blackout game, which meant everybody there was wearing black that night, and man, there was electricity in the air, and we're in the fourth quarter, we're right there with them, and the game has yet to be decided, and then they played this over the loudspeakers at Floyd Casey Stadium.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin, pack it up, that's a sin, I won't ever stop.
The Baylor line is jumping up and down. Going crazy. No, I'll keep playing it. Play it a little more. Play it a little more. Don't fade that down. Play it again. There you go.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Yeah, see, some of you are just now getting into it. You're like, wow, they're really playing out the pain at church. We are playing out the pain at church. Man, it was an incredible night. Later on, Robert Griffin III drops back, throws a pass into the end zone, corner of the end zone where we're sitting, and Terrence Williams catches it. Touchdown, game over, Baylor wins. And every time I hear that song, Jump Around, it takes me back to the blackout game when we beat the Oklahoma Sooners. Okay, this last song that we'll hear takes me back to a time where my sister and I actually had the opportunity to go up to Boston. And we were at a Red Sox game, and in the seventh inning, they play this song, and there's something about the whole stadium. It just comes alive, and this great opportunity just to connect with the guy, the girl sitting next to you in this incredible Fenway Park experience, and they play this song, and every time I hear it, it takes me back to Fenway Park.
Hands, touching hands.
Oh, yeah.
Reaching out to the Lord.
The great Neil Diamond.
Touching me. Touching you.
All right, we got a part here.
Your tongue
great time. And every time I hear that song, it takes me back up to Boston and just transports me whenever I hear that song played. See, songs are powerful reminders of important snapshots and seasons in our life. Now, we only can imagine how Peter may have been impacted by the song that was being sung on the day that he and the other disciples escorted Jesus into Jerusalem with a triumphal entry on Palm Sunday. Thousands of people were making their way from the surrounding countryside into Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of Passover. And as the crowds came closer, they were singing songs that stirred deep emotions that their ancestors had sung for centuries. They sang songs that reminded them of how God had rescued them from their enemies, and especially how the great original Passover led to an exodus out of slavery in Egypt thousands of years ago. Now, we'll explore more on that significant chapter from Israel's story in a moment. But first, let's look at Matthew's gospel and how Matthew records this scene and the lyrics to the entry music that were being sung on this day by the crowds when Jesus and the disciples entered Jerusalem. Turn with me in your Bible to Matthew chapter 21. It's on page 826 if you're using the Bible in the row in front of you. If you don't have a Bible, come see me when we're finished this morning and I'll give you a Bible. So Matthew 21 is where we see the lyrics to the song that was being sung on that day. In Matthew 21, beginning in verse 6 and going through verse 9, this is what it says. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Peter likely was singing this song too as he walked with Jesus and the other disciples into Jerusalem. He knew this song by heart. All the disciples did. This Hosanna song. It was a well-known tune that every Jew knew and would sing with gusto. The lyrics came straight from Psalm 119 that cried out to God for salvation, rescue, and deliverance to a successful and new life. Look what it says in Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. It says, "Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now in Hebrew, that Hebrew word for phrase, "save us," is the word Hosanna. And it related to the noun Yeshua that translates salvation. I want you to notice these lyrics from the song that was mentioned earlier in Psalm 118. Look back in verses 14 and 15, and then down in verse 21, you'll see this salvation theme recurring over and over again. Look what it says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." Glad songs of what? Salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. Salvation, salvation, salvation. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. Save us, Hosanna. Save us. Hosanna. See, Hosanna is a cry to be saved. Hosanna is a cry to be saved. And this song turned into a remembrance for the Jewish people of how the Lord had saved their people in ways that were absolutely unforgettable. This song, Psalm 118, actually is grouped with a set of psalms that begins in Psalm 113 and runs all the way through Psalm 118. And these psalms are known as the Egyptian Hallel Psalms. These psalms recount a part of the saving deeds of God from the time of the Exodus back in Egypt, from under the leadership of Moses, and they were sung throughout the ages at these celebration feasts that all of the Jews would participate in and remember what God had done in days gone by. And so as Jewish pilgrims are traveling on their way to Jerusalem throughout the centuries to celebrate this Passover feast, these Egyptian Hallel Psalms were some of the songs that they would sing along the way. And they sang to remember God's deliverance and God's rescue and God's salvation as they praise God for who God is and what it is that God had done in their past. Hallel in Hebrew is the word for praise. Hallel in Hebrew is the word for praise. And so they were singing praise songs of hallelujah to the God who had saved them. Now, we cannot and will never be able to, this side of heaven, know exactly what was going through Peter's mind as he's escorting Jesus into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, and this song of praise to God and salvation is being sung. We don't know what was going on in Peter's mind, but I wonder if in those moments as they're singing, Hosanna, 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 save us, save us, save us, that song took Peter back to a few days or weeks or months earlier when Jesus did save him. Maybe it looked like this. Watch this.
I looked up and he was there. Just right there. Scared us at first. But then again, at this point, why were we so surprised? I guess that kind of tells you how frustrating we were to him at times. We'd seen him do so many things. Miracles. Why did we act so shocked? I asked him if I could walk to him. And when did he ever say no to us? Never. Not once. And so I got out of that boat, just hopped out of it like we were on land or something. And that's when I felt the wind. It felt like it just went straight through me. All my confidence just slipped out of the bottom of my feet. You should have heard them when he rode into Jerusalem. I can still hear them. Hundreds just lining the streets, chanting it over and over and over and over and over and over. Hosanna in the highest. Salvation has come. And they finally felt it. Finally celebrated him. And I already knew him. I knew he's the kind of king who reaches out and pulls you up, even if you have doubts. The one who always comes to help us. The one who always saves you when you call his name.
Peter called out on that day to the one who could save him. He called out to Jesus. And that scene that we just watched right there, it marked Peter. It was a pivotal moment in his life. I mean, think about that. Wouldn't it be for you? One minute you're standing outside of the boat on the water, and your master is right there that you're following, and at least for a moment you're standing there. The next moment, you're sinking and you're screaming for rescue and salvation. Lord, save me! You see, Peter was walking this very fine line between faith and fear in that incredible scene with Jesus. We all live there at some point in our lives, do we not? Between this tension of faith and fear. Now, Peter didn't completely go under. Jesus saved him. He caught Peter by the wrist and he pulled him back up and put him back into that boat. But Peter never forgot what it meant to be saved in that manner. And thus, perhaps that moment was a flashback for Peter as he's walking in with Jesus on that Palm Sunday, and they're all singing about salvation and rescue and deliverance. And this song of Hosanna on that day of the triumphal entry. Because music has a way of taking us back to those significant moments in our lives. And we're never going to know this side of heaven exactly what may or may not have flashed in Peter's mind as he took part in that triumphal entry procession. Regardless, Peter's heart was full that day. His voice was loud. He joined in the chorus of that song that was being sung in Jerusalem on the way to worship at the temple. It was a celebrative time. And think about this. That song, Psalm 118, did you know that song is traditionally the very last song that is sung at the conclusion of the Passover meal? So think about it. When Jesus is about a week later going to have the Last Supper, and if you read in the Gospels, like in Matthew 26:30, it says after dinner they sang a hymn together. You know what hymn they probably sang? Hosanna, Psalm 118. Think about it. The last song Jesus ever would worship to would be the song that was being sung on the day he rode in to fulfill prophecy. Before he would make his way out to the Garden of Gethsemane and be arrested and tried and then would be scourged and belittled, and the beatings would come, and ultimately the cross that led to Calvary. Jesus came to save us. It's what his Hebrew name, Yeshua, means. God saves. And friends, that would begin the ultimate exodus that would ever take place. The cross of Christ, what we will celebrate together next Sunday, that took place on Good Friday, and the empty tomb on
on Easter Sunday. That's going to lead to the ultimate exodus. You go, what are you talking about? The exodus happened way, way back in Egypt. No. The ultimate exodus happened at Calvary, where he began to lead people from the slavery of sin, death, Satan, and hell, and broke those chains and said, follow me to freedom. That's the song of salvation. That's the song of Hosanna. That's why we celebrate what he came to do and what he did do and what he has offered to all of us. Hosanna, save us, we pray. While this song lyric eventually became a lyric of praise, originally it probably was just a deep cry for help. And this is what Jesus came to do. He came to save us. He came to help us. He came to deliver us. He came to rescue us. We were sinking in our sin and we didn't even know it. And he came to be the one and only ultimate Passover lamb, so that all who call on his name might be what? Saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin, death, Satan, and hell. Hosanna. 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 God saves. God saves. God saves. And Jesus is God, and he's the one who's come to save you. In just a second, we're going to move into a time where some of our kids are going to help us celebrate that. They're going to come in and wave some palm branches, and others may want to join in. And Dan and the worship team is going to teach us a new song with some hand motions that'll be celebrative. But before we do that, man, if you have never put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus, if you've heard about it, maybe this is the first time that's ever been explained to you, and you're like, wow, that makes sense in a way that I never really understood before. I'm not going to invite you to come and stand with me, although you can do that if you want. I'm not going to do anything that's going to embarrass you. I'm just going to give you an invitation. If you've never put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus and called on his name, in the privacy of your own heart, the clarity of your own mind, right where you sit, you may just want to pray a very simple prayer and say, Jesus, what I've experienced today and what I've heard today, I don't fully understand, but I do know this. I am not perfect, and you are. I admit, you're the Savior, I'm the sinner. I believe in you as much as I know how to believe. And I'm calling on your name on this Palm Sunday. Will you save me? Let's just bow your head for a minute. If you've prayed that before and you're already a follower of Jesus, awesome, rest in that. If you never have, in the privacy of your own heart, in the clarity of your own mind, why don't you just pray, if you'd like to, with me. Dear Jesus, I admit, you are the Savior. I am the sinner. I believe in you and everything you've done as much as I know how to believe. And I'm calling on your name. Jesus, will you save me? Will you forgive me of my sin? And would you set me on a right path to be a follower of yours? I'm not going to ask you to do anything else other than to know if you just called on his name in prayer, the Word of God says your name has been written in the book of life. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing at your decision to come to faith in Jesus Christ. Scripture also says, don't keep that to yourself. It's what I'm here for. It's what this church is here for. It's to help you take next steps in your faith walk and how God wants you to walk through this world. I'd love the opportunity to help you take a next step. Let me pray for you, Lord. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this incredible song. And for anybody who has prayed, calling on your name, Lord, would you just fill them with your presence, with your peace, and give them courage to take a next step. Lord, I'll help them. I'm here to help. That's what we're here for, is to help. It's not to judge anybody. It's not to say, do it this way because we're perfect, because we're far from perfect. We're here to help. We're here to be a faith family. We're here to help live in community so that we can help people live on mission. That's what we're here for. And I thank you for this time together. Lord, I pray for others who may feel like they're just kind of sinking wherever they are in life. They're followers of yours, but Lord, the things that are just crashing up against them in their life right now just seems to feel like they're going under. And like Peter in that video clip, it's like the waters just are opening up and covering them. And Lord, we call on you today to rescue us, to be our strong helper, the one we turn to, the one we lean on, the one we need. Hosanna. Save us, rescue us, deliver us, and lead us to success. And success, Lord, is when we are walking obediently with you. So if we need to start fresh today, I can't think of a better day than right now to call on your name to be our helper, our rescuer, our deliverer. And Lord, if there are people in this room that need some help walking forward in their faith, Lord, that's what we're here for. Use these moments today. Use this time where we celebrate. Use our time over lunch with families and friends to be renewed in our faith and firm in our conviction of who you are. You're Jesus, Yeshua, Hosanna, the one who saves us. In your strong and powerful name we pray, and everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapahoe Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoeroad.org. Arapahoe Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapahoe Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.